Marty Fridson's Stock Screen. In today's Sunday Screener, we are following distressed investing editor Marty Fridson's proprietary method for picking stocks that outperform the market. An important tool in our analytical toolbox at Porter & Company is our stock screens, in which we apply a list of criteria relating to different financial, accounting, and performance parameters to sift through the 3,000-plus publicly traded stocks on U.S. markets. That's how we're able to identify the tiny fraction of the universe of U.S.-listed stocks that offer the best opportunities for making money. In today's Sunday selection, we report on a rent-collecting monopoly behind getting drugs to market. The market fears AI will disrupt it, but AI is about to become its biggest customer. Most people know Marty Fridson as the distressed bond expert. He's regarded by Investor's Digest as the most well-known figure in the high-yield world. But Marty's investment prowess doesn't stop at bonds. He also is a fantastic stock picker, as evidenced by the performance of the companies whose shares Marty has recommended in distressed investing. Marty Fridson's Stock Screen is based on Marty's extremely effective method for picking outperforming stocks. In 2023, Marty published The Little Book of Picking Top Stocks, in which he focuses on analyzing the best performing stocks in the S&P 500 in prior years, and on the factors that led to their market-beating returns. To see the criteria used to create Marty Fridson's Stock Screen, go here. As of the close of trading on Thursday, July 23, the following five stocks met these criteria. Highs and lows each week. We also monitor any stocks in the market making 52-week highs. We do this because any stock on its way to generating 2x, 3x, or 10x returns will spend a lot of time making new 52-week highs along the way. Thus, the 52-week high list provides an opportunity to flag these potential high performers before they really break out, with a particular emphasis on lower profile, less widely followed stocks that might have otherwise gone unnoticed. Notable stocks making a 52-week high this week: JP Morgan Chase, JPM, AbbVie, ABBV, Bank of America, BAC, Merck, MRK, RTX, RTX, Welltower, WELL, Bristol-Myers Squibb, BMY, Howmet Aerospace, HWM, Bank of New York, Mellon, BNY, General Dynamics, GD, U.S. Bancorp, USB, CSX, CSX, Phillips 66, PSX, Travelers, TRV, Simon Property Group, SPG, United Rentals, URI, Packer, PCAR, Allstate, ALL, Aflac, AFL, Dominion Energy, Targa Resources, TRGP, MetLife, MET, Corteva, CTVA, Amatec, AME, Energy, ETR, presented by The Golden Portfolio. We also monitor stocks on the 52-week low list. In many cases, the names on this list are there for good reason. The market is often correctly pricing in weak fundamentals. However, once in a while, a great business with excellent long-term prospects finds itself on this list due to a temporary setback. This can create the rare opportunity to buy top-shelf merchandise at bargain basement prices. Notable stocks making a 52-week low last week: Oracle, ORCL, International Business Machines, IBM, McDonald's, MCD, PepsiCo, PEP, Walt Disney, DIS, Uber Technologies, UBER, Intuitive Surgical, ISRG, Lowe's, LOW, Comcast, CMCSA, Synopsys, SNPS, Boston Scientific, BSX, Honeywell Aerospace, HONA, Nike, NKE, AutoZone, AZO, Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, ALNY, Kroger, KR, Otis Worldwide, OTIS, Copart, CPRT, Constellation Brands, STZ, Lenner, LEN, Charter Communications, CHTR, Avery Dennison, AVY, CoStar Group, CSGP, Paramount Skydance, PSKY, For Partners Only, The Drug Industry's Tollbooth. Priced for disruption, today's Sunday selection is a beaten-down software company, a name that hit a 52-week low last month. This is a company embedded in nearly every drug maker on Earth. It owns the regulated data layer the industry runs on, the audit trails, clinical records, and submission files that regulators depend on for as long as a drug exists. Its gross margins run north of 75% with 50% free cash flow margins. It has a deep net cash position and was recently added to the S&P 500. 5 years ago, this company was generating $1 billion in annual revenue and the stock traded around $250. In the last 3 years, revenue has tripled and free cash flow has doubled. Yet today, the stock is trading for 20% less. The market has marked it down on fears that artificial intelligence, AI, will disrupt software. But for this company, AI is the force pushing more work through its systems, and management just revealed a plan to monetize AI labor itself. A near monopoly at its cheapest valuation as a public company, this stock is a compelling setup for today's Sunday selection. Veeva Systems, NYSE. Veeva is like an operating system for the pharmaceutical industry. Its software runs the work of getting a drug to market, managing clinical trials, filing with regulators, documenting manufacturing quality, and powering the sales teams that put medicines in front of doctors. From day one, Veeva was designed for life sciences rather than being retrofitted into that role from generic enterprise software. The result is that over 1,500 life sciences companies, from the biggest pharma names down to emerging biotechs, run core parts of their business on Veeva's Vault platform. Founded in 2007 by Peter Gassner, a former Salesforce executive who saw that the heavily regulated drug development industry needed software built from the regulation level up, Veeva started with customer relationship management, CRM, software for pharma sales reps, then expanded methodically into clinical, regulatory, quality, and safety. Gassner still runs the company and owns roughly 7.6% of it, a stake worth about $2.2 billion. That founder-led DNA is a rare structure for a 19-year-old, $29 billion company. Veeva's product suite of software covers the full life cycle of a medicine, from the first clinical trial to the sales rep in a doctor's office. Development Cloud is where drugs get made. This software platform manages the clinical trial itself, study startup, trial management, data capture, and the trial master file, TMF, that holds the millions of documents regulators audit. It also handles regulatory submissions to the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and its global counterparts in drug safety, the intake and processing of adverse event reports that every drug maker is legally required to run. Quality Cloud governs manufacturing, document control, quality management, training records, and validation. When a regulator inspects a plant, this is the system that produces the paper trail. Commercial Cloud is where drugs get sold. Vault CRM is the system pharma sales teams use to engage doctors, the product Veeva was founded on and where it commands roughly 80% global market share. Layered on top are Veeva's data products, including Crossix, a HIPAA-compliant, privacy and security, analytics platform that measures drug marketing campaigns, and Open Data, the industry's reference database of healthcare professionals. The Vault platform itself connects it all, a single architecture where a customer's clinical, regulatory, quality, safety, and commercial records live in one place. That unified data layer is what no generalist competitor has ever replicated, and it is what makes the AI opportunity possible. What makes Veeva's suite so hard to dislodge is that it is woven into compliance obligations. Once a company builds its FDA submission process or clinical trial inside Vault, the audit trail regulators depend on lives there, and a trial can run for years. Switching vendors mid-trial is close to unthinkable. That would mean revalidating every process with health authorities. Ripping out Veeva is itself a regulatory risk. Generalist rivals like Salesforce, CRM, and Oracle, ORCL, have tried for years to compete by adapting general-purpose tools, but Veeva's win rate against Salesforce's rival life sciences product runs above 80%. And since ending its partnership with Salesforce in 2022, Veeva has been migrating its entire customer base onto its own Vault CRM. More than 125 customers are live, and 7 of the top 20 pharmas have committed, with 14 expected to migrate over, and every customer is contracted to move by December 2029. The Salesforce divorce is more consequential than it appears. For 15 years, Veeva CRM ran on rented infrastructure, Salesforce's platform underneath, Veeva's application on top. Owning the full stack means Veeva now controls the system of record end-to-end, the data model, the roadmap, and every clinical, regulatory, quality, and commercial record on a single proprietary platform. The timing of the ownership shift could not be better. At a time when AI is driving prices on parts of the data stack down, Veeva is consolidating the validated system of record the industry runs on, and AI agents cannot operate without a system of record. They need somewhere to read the data, do the work, and file the result. Veeva owns that system for the majority of life sciences companies. What's more, it's leveraging its vertical strength with a new product, Falcon, that will transform Veeva into an entirely new business. Falcon will help the company move from selling applications to selling agents that become users of Veeva's legacy applications. Falcon reaches early adopters in November. Consider the scale of that labor. Roughly 100 million documents flow in from clinical research sites every year. Each must be collected, quality checked, categorized, and filed in the trial master file. Humans do this work today, with much of it already being outsourced, and now Falcon's agents will do it instead. Falcon is the proof of a larger point. For Veeva, AI is not a disruption, it is an opportunity to expand beyond applications, into the execution layer, completing actual work. As AI compresses drug development timelines and multiplies the molecules, trials, submissions, and safety cases in flight, the volume of regulated work rises, and all of it runs through Veeva. Whether the work is done by humans, by Veeva's agents, or by anyone else's agents, it lives on Veeva's platform and pays rent. While the market discounts Veeva on fears of AI disrupting its software, it is actually deepening Veeva's moat. Since 2020, Veeva has grown revenue 20% annually on average, and just grew 16.3% in Q1, beating revenue estimates and raising full-year guidance to $3.64 billion. Meanwhile, operating margins have surged from 18% in 2023 to nearly 30% today. The chart above tells the story of the transition. Veeva's operating margins fell hard through 2022 to 2023, when it exited Salesforce, rebuilt CRM on its own Vault platform, and spent aggressively to own the full stack. Despite the transition, revenue remained strong. The investment paid off. Operating margins now sit near 30%, demonstrating that owning the full stack translates directly into better unit economics. Free cash flow is compounding even faster than operating income. FY 2026 free cash flow is now around $1.6 billion, up from roughly $1.1 billion 2 years ago, as CapEx stays minimal. Veeva trades at roughly 19x trailing free cash flow, the cheapest it has been since 2013 when it became a public company, at a steep discount to its 5-year average of 35x. This deep value makes the stock one of the early favorites for our upcoming software playbook. We aren't adding Veeva Systems as an official recommendation today, but over the coming weeks, we plan to release a full software playbook as part of Porter Stansberry's Complete Investor. Stay tuned to see which other software names make the list. Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland.